So, I'm amazing.
Okay, you have to do better than that. The topic can't be "I'm Amazing" by Adam. Is that the title of your book? I'mamazing.com. We should go and check and see if I'mamazing.com is taken.
That's good right there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hello and welcome to episode 49 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. I am Alan, as always, of late. Hear that? I got show notes. Sitting in Vancouver, Canada, and sitting right across from me, finally live in person, is
Adam. He just pointed at me, so that's why I knew how to. It was my turn to talk.
We did a visual cue. No more Skype to blame for our communication.
No more hum on my mic.
Nope. Let me have a look. Go ahead and say something. Yep. That was a hum. He actually hummed for a test. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Not much.
I'll tell my stories then.
Okay, tell your story, because you had some big story. We met up the other day at...
My wife wouldn't let me tell you.
Yeah, so you were saving it for the podcast.
I bought some new shoes.
What kind?
No, that was not the story.
Oh.
No, I went to Toronto for a day. I had to go for a day. That sounds funny, because it's not. It's kind of far.
It's on the other side of our country.
It's, as I understand from the map on the plane, it's over 2,100 miles.
Wow.
As the crow flies. But I did not take a crow... it was like 4.5 hour flight, something like that. So it's kind of a pain to go there, but I had to go there for, like, I shot basically the morning. I had to go shoot video all morning and then get on a plane and race home. But that wasn't the good part of the story. That's actually kind of the boring part.
I'm waiting for the good part.
So I met a fellow in the airport in Vancouver, leaving. I go drop my bags off. And, I go check in and I have to go to the bag drop, right?
Yeah.
And I look over and I'm like, I know that guy. Why do I know him? And it's because I met Kevin Smith. I'll cut to the end.
Kevin Smith from Clerks fame.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, but I'm looking over at him and I'm like, is that Kevin Smith? And there's nobody in the airport.
And there's not a lot of guys that look like Kevin Smith.
Especially when he's wearing a Kevin Smith 37 hockey jersey.
Okay.
That says sir on the front, Smodcast internet radio, whatever they do now.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at him going like, well, that's weird. And I remembered he was in town and he was doing one of his shows. And then I looked to my right, standing right next to me is Jay Muse.
Right.
You know,
his buddy.
Jay and Silent Bob, right? And he's bouncing around all over the place. Evidently, Jay had lost a bag. Not the stuff in the bag. Just the bag. So he had a bunch of stuff, and then Kevin had to wander off. Kevin, like I know him. But he's the kind of guy, you can't say Smith, because there's so many Smiths.
Right. So just call him Kev. Just call him Kev.
Kebo. anyway, so he went off and bought him a new suitcase and came back. And so I dropped my bag off, and in the middle, I guess they're late for their flight or whatever's going on, but... I've never met him before, but because he's like so open with his podcast and all that stuff, you feel like you know the guy.
Right.
And so anyway, I went up to him and just said, hey, how did the show go last night? And he's like, oh, it's good. And then I had to go in and tell him, I said, listen, like, I'm going to leave him alone, even though I wanted to ask him questions for about 12 hours. But I just said, hey, I like what you did with the Red State, because the way he rolled it out and basically did the marketing for Red State was phenomenal.
Okay.
And in the middle of all his stuff, he just said, thank you. He put down his bags, walked over to me, and just shook my hand. And I was like, wow. Point being, really friendly guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
So does that make you famous?
It makes me not famous at all.
Did he say, love your podcast, The Two Hosers Rule?
No, but you know what? I missed my opportunity, because this was like the day after the Alec Baldwin incident.
I don't know that.
Alec Baldwin got kicked off a plane.
Okay.
For doing something with his phone. I don't know what it was.
This is big news?
Yeah, it was pretty big news, because he blew a big rant about it or something.
Okay.
But Kevin Smith had gotten kicked off a plane a while ago for being too fat. For real. And he talked all about it and stuff like that, and it was like off a Southwest flight. And this was a big famous incident, and he was on the news. It was all over the news, and they were pretty cruel about it. The news was.
Yeah.
like they're basically, they labeled them too fat to fly. And like, you know how the headlines are just outlandish now.
Okay,
to to get people to listen. So it was a lot of that. And I could see how it would actually be a little bit hurtful. But so I wanted to say to him, hey, I guess you must be buying, sending him a fruit basket right now. Like, thanks, man. Thanks for taking the heat off of me. But I decided to leave him alone.
Okay.
So that was it. Fellow podcaster.
So that was your highlight of the trip?
Yeah, unfortunately it was. Drove past the CN Tower in the cab, in the dark, and it snowed a little bit, and then I raced back to the airport.
Okay.
The end.
That's it.
Yeah, so I met, that's the other big podcast I listened to was, I met him too a few, couple months ago. I met Doug Benson, who you don't know.
No. But also there's Adam Carolla. You haven't met him yet.
He's going to be the hat trick.
Yeah.
So.
Triple crown.
And the guys from Tell 'Em Steve Dave, who you don't listen to either.
No, no.
I love those guys.
I've heard of that, but I don't know what it is.
He's part of the Kevin Smith Network.
Okay.
But those guys are awesome. So if.
Do you think they talk about us on their podcast?
Absolutely not.
Right.
No. No, they've blown up. But they've gotten two television shows out of the deal. So if you're listening, we would love to have our own television show. So, what'd you shoot this week?
Van Dusen Gardens.
Hey, me too.
Yeah, we did that together.
Yeah.
That was really the highlight of my photo taking this week. So, for those that don't know, Van Dusen Gardens is a botanical garden in Vancouver that does... Are you
sounding like a robot?
Yeah, that does...
You were extremely animated like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, I'm fading. No, no, okay, I'm seriously excited now. Here's the excited Adam. No, Van Dusen Gardens. So you were there, you saw it. There's a lot of lights. It's a botanical gardens. They do a huge light display. But the highlight for me wasn't the photo taking. It was the dancing Norwegian elves.
Were they actually Norwegian?
Well, they had Norwegian accents. Yeah. Either they did a good it was a pretty authentic accent. And they were awesome. And we saw that show not once, but twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the highlight. So it was definitely a neat backdrop to take photos. So did a little bit of that, but also just enjoyed the lights and the dancing elves.
I struggled with which camera to bring that night.
Which did you decide on?
I went with the 40D and just the 30mm lens, no flash.
Right.
Because I didn't know. I was like, is it going to snow? Do I want to deal with it? And I've been working all week. And as you know, when you've been working all week and then you go out for fun, you kind of don't want feel like making a big production out of it. I just wanted some snapshots. And I also kind of realized lately that I want to put focus on enjoying things rather than documenting them for later.
Right.
And so I find that I'm not alone in this, that a lot of people end up spending so much time documenting, and then not only do they not enjoy the event, but they don't even have time to look at all the pictures.
Right.
And even if they did, it just reminds them of the time that they took pictures of that event.
You see, part of it is I enjoy taking the pictures and documenting.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife doesn't enjoy then handling both children while I'm off documenting and taking pictures.
Right.
So there is somewhere there's a happy medium.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying throw your camera away.
Yeah.
I
was almost going to do that.
I saw some of your pictures and maybe you should throw your camera away.
Maybe just the ones I took of you.
Maybe take up another sport like knitting. No, I don't think you should just, you know, wholesale get rid of it. But, you know, I'm making a concerted effort to sort of enjoy things and actually take more snapshots, which I'm looking through all the pictures that like we take. And it's not that I take every frame of Rembrandt, but I kind of throw out the ones that aren't as good. And I think I loved the snapshots when I was a kid, you know, like, wow, that's a lot of headroom in that shot, or that shadow is terrible. Never even noticed it until now.
Yeah.
So, that's why I brought that.
Well, my family doesn't pose probably as often as most of the subjects you take pictures of. So most pictures end up being snapshots only because they're ignoring me most of the time when I said, hey, can you smile? Can you put, no, it's just continue on. And then I just take pictures of what I can.
But your kids are at that age where she's, excuse me. It's that time of year, man.
Yeah.
She's at that age where she's just going to ignore you or just defy you.
Mostly it's just defy me. Yeah. Just because.
I mean, your wife.
Yes. No, I was everybody. No.
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, so I shot that. Besides the video, I did some portraits. I got contracted to do some family portraits. We went down to Stanley Park.
Okay.
Because I thought, oh, that's a great setting. And we've had kind of decent, like we've had great weather.
Great weather.
The weather, I've heard that we were like at an all-time low for precipitation, 0.2 millimeters or something, or 0.02, something ridiculous.
For December, it's been pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. Except for, so I thought, okay, we'll go down there. We still get clouds every now and then, which I was hoping for a nice cloud cover. And when you got all the trees, you have the ocean, like it is fantastic down there. I love Stanley Park.
Me too.
So we went down there, and of course, and I've shot this family before, and every time I shoot them, they're only available at noon on the sunniest day of the year. And this is what happened this week. It was just the harshest, ugliest sunlight at like 1 p.m.
But you somehow turned it into exceptional photos.
No!
Oh.
No, no, no. I fought like heck. Can I say heck on this?
Yeah.
I fought like crazy just trying to get something because the sunlight was so just harsh and in their face. The shadows were so dark with all the big trees around there and so blue. Everything, the shadows were so blue and the sunlight so golden, and it was just a mishmash. I did get a few pictures, which I'll show you later, but it was a struggle. So, we'll talk about, and also it was cold.
Cold.
It was like zero, minus one in the middle of the day. It was cold, which...
So they're not going to sit there all day while you try to fight the light to get the right exposure.
No, you better be quick.
Yeah.
And so, that was kind of a struggle too. And then, we'll talk about how to shoot in cold temperatures in a future episode. But for now, the takeaway was we decided to go for hot chocolate after... For the kids, what the kids were promised.
Yeah,
we went up to Prospect Point Cafe, where they said, "Oh no, no, the restaurant's closed, but don't worry, the cafe is open." So we went in there, and it turns out, yeah, the water had blown out, so there's no coffee or hot chocolate, but they would sell us some Diet Pepsi and some $4 cookies.
Great, just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, the view is great though.
Oh, okay.
Because you look out over the Lionsgate Bridge; it's fantastic. But it was empty in there, obviously, because. Yeah.
Everybody wants hot chocolate.
So we were unthrilled. Yeah. So we had a little bit of listener feedback this week.
They love the show.
Obviously. Yeah. Yet again. Another winner.
They want t-shirts and mugs.
Another 10 out of 10, Alan. We'll see how they phrased it. No, we had a little bit more in the PC Mac war.
Yes.
People were kind of talking about that, and everyone kind of, no one really gets too fired up about it. But I thought about it, and I kind of thought it was the old, you know, oh, I'm a Ford man, and no, oh, I'm a Chevy man. Ford's like Calvin. I'm gonna get Calvin having a whiz on a PC or something, or on an Apple. Like, you know, it's all silly. Point being, it still really doesn't matter.
I agree.
Yeah. So we're going to move on. I'm not even going to mention it anymore. So
Macs are better. But we don't have to mention it.
No, I don't care. The only reason it comes up is because that's our frame of reference. And so when I'm referencing how to do something, I'm more interested in the technique. If we're renaming a file, I want to talk about that. And I will talk about how I do it, and how I do it is on a Mac. But you can do the same thing on a PC.
Right.
So that's really what the... big takeaway is technique and not what you use. And I had another couple emails back and forth with a listener talking about one of his pet peeves, actually, was some podcasters getting really upset that amateurs are stealing their jobs. And he said, not us. So okay. Even though you've been just stealing all of my jobs lately.
Yes.
Yeah. And I agreed with him because I don't know if you've ever heard this rant that, like, because what ends up happening is that, you know, a lot of guys like yourself who have a second job, well, I guess a first job.
Yeah, I have a first job.
And start taking up, you know, photography as a hobby.
Yeah.
And then advertise that you're a photographer, and all of a sudden you're going to get, you know, pro gigs. So you're going to go and do it a job for $25 that I would normally charge $500, and all of a sudden I'm homeless.
Right.
Doesn't work like that.
No.
And I don't believe in that. I think it's nonsense.
I'm not going to charge $25 either.
No, Adam charges a bit more than that. But I just had a job. Okay, I just had I wouldn't say client. I'll say potential client. Now no longer potential. But I got approached about a specific job that I pitched. I gave him a quote, yeah. a reasonable quote. And the marketing director loved it, and he said, let's go ahead. The boss came back and threw cold water on it and said, no. I wanted to pay less than that. And his quote, he came in at less than one-tenth of my quote. He wanted to pay less than one-tenth. And that was ridiculous. Like, you would never get anybody to do it for one-tenth of what I quoted.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, I don't care. You know, it was never my job in the first place.
Yeah.
And so I didn't miss out on anything.
Okay.
So I don't want to blame amateurs for coming in and well, this guy, I'll do it for $50. Any company that has the money and is a good company will not hire an amateur.
Right. They're going to go with someone who's got a reputation, who's been doing it for a while.
I've learned that lesson the hard way. And this is I promise you, it's a true story where I've been asked to bid on a job early on in my career. And, you know, I wasn't super confident in my abilities and all that stuff, like I am now. Overconfident.
I'm confident.
I wasn't confident, didn't really understand how it all worked, and I bid really low. The company wanted to hire me. And the person I was dealing with, it wasn't the boss, but because it was a huge company, basically said, you're going to have to bring your quote up.
Really?
I can't hire you for this. You're going to have to basically, and it was substantial. I forget what it was, but it was like, you're going to have to triple your quote.
Did you end up with a job?
Yes, I did.
And a lot more money than you planned?
Yeah. About triple.
Wow.
You know, and looking back, my triple rate was probably low on the low end. I just really underbid. I didn't understand.
Right.
But they just said, like, there's no way I can hire someone for that little money, which is, it's weird. Yeah. And so you start to get into that clientele where they want to pay for something. They expect that, okay, look, if I pay the guy five times as much, I'm going to have no hassles.
Right.
And the trick is trying to identify that market. And I don't know how to do that all the time.
I can charge way more than I'm worth and create hassles. What does that get you?
I think you don't get a second job.
Yeah. I call my company Captain Hassles.
Not a lot of repeat customers. Word of mouth.
We'll do the job once, and you won't call us back.
Word of mouth is terrible. That's the point, is though, the people who come in low and really underbid and do a job for well below market value, they can't stay in business. They just can't. Like I've told you some of my like quotes before, and they sound awesome. You think you get that for a day of work, and I wish I did. But when you start to factor in everything else, like all the time it takes you to prep or chase those jobs or deal with it on the back end or learn how to do something specific for that job, let alone your entire skill set that you've honed for the last 10 years, when you start factoring it out that way, you don't get rich. So, except for me, I'm super rich. That's why I have a Mac.
You have 10 Macs.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Two of my Macs have their own Macs. Yeah, my Mac Pro has an iPad
and a Mac Mini.
Yeah, and it's got a PC too, but it doesn't work. No, that's not true.
Cut.
I'm leaving that in.
Yeah, no, leave it in.
But only because I'm lazy and don't want to cut. All right, let's go to the challenge photos.
Challenge photos.
Let's put them up on the.
On the big screen.
Put them up on the big screen. All right.
Are we going with yours first or mine first?
We're going to go with mine first because it's terrible.
We titled this one, The Dog's Breakfast.
This one was called, wow, Alan really? Couldn't think of anything.
We call this Alan phoned it in this week.
Dude, the worst part is I didn't.
No, I saw that and... to be honest, I actually kind of liked it, and then you kind of ripped yourself on it, so I'm like, oh, sure, I'll go along with that.
Oh, you got it.
Any chance to kick you when you're down?
Well, it's not... I don't think it's terrible. It's just not very good.
Yeah.
I'm
not putting this on my Christmas cards this year.
I searched. Well, you'll misspell your own name.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother episode. We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to talk about it.
I'm talking about that next week. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one. The I looked around all up and down, all over Vancouver, looking for a Christmas-themed shot. And you'd think it'd be easy because Christmas is everywhere.
Yes.
It is ridiculously everywhere. The radio stations for the last 3 weeks have played nothing but horrible Christmas music. I don't care about the Paul McCartney Christmas time song. End it. All right? And then, so what Christmas is like, it's just too much. And so I blame this horrible photo on oversaturation.
Okay.
And so I wanted to get Christmas shoppers because that's kind of the Christmas spirit, unfortunately. And I couldn't quite get that. I searched up and down a bunch of stores, looking in storefront windows, trying to get something interesting. Couldn't.
Okay.
So this is the
not from a lack of try.
No, I didn't phone it in. I just lack skill.
So what did you do here?
This is a photo of a store window at one of the you know those stores that sell the expensive things that you cook with.
Yeah.
What's the name of that one?
Is this in the mall?
No. So it's no. It's one of the stores on Granville.
I don't know.
Williams Sonoma.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
I assume it's from California because that's where Sonoma is, right?
I don't know.
I don't know where Williams is.
Don't play the capital game with me. I'm not very good on
geography. Well, I don't think it's the capital.
Well, geography. Don't talk geography.
Sacramento. It's the capital of Sonoma. So anyways, Williams and Sonoma, I like to go in there and go, wow, I'm wildly unsuccessful. Because they have copper pots for like $1,000 or something.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So is that what you took a picture of?
Can't even microwave in them.
$1,000 pot?
I don't know. That's the pot lid in the store window and then the Santa Claus and that. So I don't know.
So that's it. That's
is there anything redeemable about it?
I like the light coming in on the top corner.
That's the reflection on the window.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's actually, I was hoping you weren't going to say that because that's the one redeeming thing I could think of.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Well,
there you go.
I guess we don't even have to look at yours. You obviously win already.
My picture is amazing.
Well, yeah.
I'll tell you why I put this picture in because there's a story behind it. The Four Seasons downtown in Vancouver has this Christmas tree display. And the kids really like to go and they have all sorts of themed trees. And, and this tree, the McDonald's sponsored tree, you can see my wife there trying to take a bite out of the Big Mac, reminds me of the phrase, instead of season's greetings, it reminds me of season's eatings. Do you know what that's from, season's eatings?
I do not.
Saturday Night Live skit, the best Christmas Saturday Night Live skit of all time, with Alec Baldwin playing Pete Schwede.
I love that one.
Oh, just that's my favorite all-time Alec Baldwin moment, period. I love that skit. And so I saw that and I thought, hey, season's eatings. So I
had to narrate part of a video, like a whole bunch of a video.
Yeah.
And when I was done the narration, I realized I am not Alec Baldwin.
He's good at this.
Wow, is he good? I even told the client, I said, you know, because they're like, oh man, that was, you know, they really liked it. And I said, I am not Alec Baldwin.
He just has the voice. He's got the voice, yeah. So anyways, that's it. Nothing fantastic or exceptional about this picture, just that I thought it was unique. We were at the Christmas tree display, and this was a unique Christmas tree. And yeah, I took that picture, and I thought, hey, I could bring up season's eatings.
I disagree that it's not good. I like it.
Well, my self-critique here would be I wish the background was shot at different shutter speeds so I get a little bit more ambient light in the back there.
I disagree.
Really?
Yep. And this goes back to what I mentioned earlier. And now Adam doesn't see the show notes. So no. We did not plan this, I promise you. This is a great snapshot.
Okay.
Like this is a moment in time. This is like something that your parents would take with their camera, but this is actually better. Because your parents not framed right or nothing like that. But I guarantee your dad wasn't worrying about bringing up the ambient light.
Probably not.
You know, plus the ambient light here, I'm guessing, I haven't been in the Four Seasons in about a year. I'm guessing wildly yellow.
Yes.
So you got your flash on there.
Yep.
Going off at, whatever that goes off at 5,700, you probably got the really, really yellow light, like 2,500, it would look horrible. So I like it. I think the flash basically eliminates the tree lights entirely.
Yeah.
But which would have been nice. Would have been nice to have those. But really, besides that, love the snapshot.
Well, there you go. Happy accident.
I bet you this would look fantastic in black and white.
I will try it when I get home.
Because the only color that really matters is the red hat, and we would get it. We'd get the idea of what she's wearing. And, yeah, throw a yellow filter on that. You're good to go.
I will give it a try.
Up the contrast a little. Okay.
So there you go.
Black and white, that's a whole other episode, too. Man, we got our work cut out for us.
We got the whole new year planned.
That's it. So this week's episode, this week's topic, stocking stuffers.
It's that time.
Christmas is almost here.
9 days, Sarah tells me.
9 days.
Yeah, she's got the countdown going.
Till Christmas Eve or day?
I'm not sure. She just told me 9 days.
Because we don't do Christmas Day in Germany.
It's Christmas Eve.
It's all Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It's December 6th and then Christmas Eve.
Okay.
December 6th is Nikolaustag, Nicholas Day, St. Nick.
Yeah.
And then...
Do people get presents on that day?
You get chocolates in your boots.
Did you get chocolates in your boots?
I did.
Oh.
I did. So Nicholas found me and my wife and daughter all the way in Canada.
Wow.
Yep. And so we left the boots out that on the 5th and woke up, sure enough. And then on the 24th, it depends if you're Protestant or Catholic, they make the distinction. Either Christkind comes, which is like the kind of weird that it's like Santa doesn't come there. He does, but they call him something else.
Right.
So it's either the baby Jesus shows up.
really?
If you're Catholic, I'm not lying. I might have lost something in the translation, but I don't think so. Or if you're Protestant, Weihnachtsmann, which is Christmas man.
Okay.
So Santa Claus, it's the same guy, but they just call him Christmas man.
The baby Jesus shows up.
Yeah. I don't think he signs autographs or anything, but it's the same. I think he eats the cookies and drinks the milk.
Wow.
The whole thing. I don't know. I don't really pay much attention. So. Oh,
that's great.
That's what happened. So, but no, over here we got, it's time for stocking stuffers. Now, a couple episodes ago, we talked about how to get the big ticket items.
Right.
How to drop a hint.
Yeah.
But these are the ones that you want, maybe you want to leave lying around that your wife or friend or whoever. Yeah,
I'm not going to break the bank.
No, this one's going to be, I don't think we set a price, but it's...
Nothing over $100.
It's accessories.
Yeah.
So let's, you want to go ahead and start?
Sure. Should we do one and one or should I give my whole list?
Let's do one and one.
Okay, no particular order.
Okay.
I have, this is one of my personal favorites, but I have the, and you recently picked one of these up, the portable softbox. So it just goes on your external flash, and it's just basically like the one I've got is just a little Velcro job, and it just softens the light enough so that when you don't have, you know, the ability to set it up off camera and you're just going to have the flash on your camera, you throw one of these little portable softboxes on there, and it just it makes a difference.
It's for your external flash.
For the external flash, they run about $30.
I just picked, you left yours at my house.
Yeah.
And I tried it out, and actually I took last week's challenge photo with Emily in the Santa hat using it.
Right.
And it is awesome.
Or half of Emily, you mean,
right? Yeah, just the part, not even half, less than. yeah, no, I loved it.
Yeah.
And I'd kind of drag my heels because I'd used other methods before. I'm a big fan of the $1 IKEA Japanese lantern.
Right.
Or Chinese lantern. I don't want to start a fight. I don't know what it is, but it's for a dollar, you get those paper lanterns.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah, but they're a bit big.
They are big, and which is awesome.
Yeah.
But they're cumbersome, and, you know, at a party, you don't want to be whipping
it around. You look
like
a dork, too. You look like a dork.
Which isn't bad. It actually works out pretty well because people really smile.
Yeah.
You don't have to say cheese. So anyways, so I decided to buy one and cannot recommend it enough. On camera, off camera, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Now it's your turn.
Great. Will that fit in the stocking?
Yes. Okay. It folds flat. It's very small.
It does fold flat. I love it. All right. So what else could you get for the loved one who's a photographer? I think memory cards are always a good gift.
Yeah. They definitely will fit in the stocking.
They will fit in the stocking. They are almost free now.
Yeah, what is a 16 gigabyte card?
16 gigabyte SD card, you're looking at, depends where you are, but you're not going to spend more than $30.
And is like, I don't know, I'm not up on the right speeds and which one to get and high speed this and what, like, is, does it matter?
It depends. If you have to ask if it matters, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
if you know better, if you're shooting a lot of HD video and you know that you need the throughput, there are certain cards to look for. I don't use the fastest cards.
Okay.
Because I don't notice it in my workflow. If you're going to be shooting like, you want to burst off like 30 raw photos at 6 frames a second.
Which I'm not going to.
Which you're not going to. You want that buffer to clear. If you want to get the pictures off of your card quickly onto your computer, you might want a faster read. Or right. faster read speeds. But they're generally fast enough.
Yeah.
So as long as you stick with a name brand, like I tend to use
SanDisk
yeah. or one of the other ones. I can't think of
Kodak?
Probably. Yeah. For SD, I don't think you can go wrong. I use Compact Flash for mine. I forget the other one. Start with the P? I don't know.
Okay.
So, you stick with Lexar.
Lexar, yep.
That's not a P.
And there's one Kingston, too.
Kingston. You can't go wrong with Kingston. I've never had a problem.
Okay.
So you stick with the name brand. So number two on your list.
Number two on my list was, and this kind of requires other accessories, too. But just as an item that I think most photographers will want to have and can never have enough of, an umbrella.
For when it rains.
Yes. No, for taking pictures. The sort of shoot-through umbrella, just a standard umbrella. You can get the ones that, you know, like the one that you have. I think I have one that does this too, where it's got the black side that removes and also has the see-through white that you can use as the shoot-through or the bounce flash. But they're about anywhere between $35 and $50, depending on where you get them from. And I guess there's different sizes. I have kind of like, I think it's a mid-range, kind of 43 or 45 inch, something like that. But they make smaller ones too, right?
Right. I don't even know how big mine are.
Yeah, I think mine is the sort of medium big one. Looks like the size of a regular umbrella without the handle.
I think you're right. You can never have enough of those.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you can have enough.
Yeah, and it'll probably fit into your stocking.
I have two umbrellas, and that's enough.
Okay.
So if they already have two, I would move on to my number two, a lens pen.
Oh, love it. I have two of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, you have enough.
Yeah.
Well, how many lenses do you have? There you go.
I have two. But I think the reason I bought the second one is because I think one was kind of showing its wear. So I still have it, but yeah, it's mostly the brush I use on that one.
Yep. The one side's got a brush. You brush off all the dust on your lens. And the other side, it's got the sort of little, what is it, little cleaning rag
like a little,
thing.
Yeah, like a little squeegee kind of end thing on it, yeah.
And that gets off the stubborn stuff. And that's all I ever use. I keep my lenses pretty clean.
Yeah.
So I don't get smudges on them.
And isn't that the brand name, Lens Pen? Like, that's what it's
I think
called,
it's called, right? Yeah, I think it's the brand
and
name.
And they're not expensive. Like, I want to say $10 to $15, something like that. Okay, my number three is the Cactus V5 flash triggers, the budget flash triggers for triggering your off-camera flash. And anybody who is thinking of off-camera flash, I have now used these for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months and love them. And I just saw them on sale in Vancouver, Broadway Camera, for $85, which is a very good deal.
Okay, now I have to go edit that out because they're not a sponsor.
Sorry. Right. And blah, blah, $85.
I'm not editing that out.
You can find them as low as $85 in Canada right now. I've not seen them cheaper. They've been $99 up until this point and they never have gone on sale to my knowledge. And so now they are cheaper than that, and that to me is a bargain. And so far I've had no problems, no issues with misfiring, and they are awesome. So
they're not the Porsche of
no
them,
no
but
they're
they
the
get
budget
the job
they're the budget
they're
yeah.
absolutely the Pontiac Acadian,
yeah, but a good if you just want to figure out whether or not you enjoy doing this. And if you really enjoy doing it, you can always buy the, you know, the $200 per trigger Pocket Wizards,
yeah,
right? Like, you're going to spend some money if you're going to buy the Pocket Wizards.
Yeah. See, I don't have to bleep that out because Pontiac actually is a sponsor.
So now you're number three.
My number three, batteries. Just rechargeable AA batteries. What about a recharger? Well, that usually comes with it, doesn't it?
Sometimes
it does. That's, yeah. You know what? That's a great point.
Yeah, you need the combo. And the thing is like now with all the different types of rechargeable batteries, the charger you might have in your cupboard might not work with the batteries you've got.
You know, I hadn't thought of that, so I'm glad you bring that up. I have, my dad has a charger, And whenever I come back here, like the first couple trips, I didn't bring my charger with me because my dad's got one. So every little thing I can save space on, I leave.
Right.
But his charger, for whatever reason, is the kind that drains the battery fully every time,
right?
And then charges it up so that you can, you know, prolong the battery life.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for instead of taking 45 minutes to charge, it takes 16 hours.
Yeah, I have one like that.
I hate that.
It's crazy. Mine takes longer than that.
Well, except for, okay, so my dad's like, oh, no, it's better for the batteries. And I said, well, you know what? If I get 6 months less out of them, I'll just buy more.
Yeah.
Because that extra charge time, I can't take it.
Yeah.
Because I generally have, if I have to add up, I shoot with 3 flashes and batteries in my remotes. So that's 18 batteries right there.
Yeah.
For a 3 flash setup.
Yeah.
So I don't have time.
Yeah. I agree. It takes a month. Forever. I basically have to start charging a day ahead when I think, oh, I'm going and using my flash, and each of my flashes takes 4 double A's. I have to realize, okay, I'm going to go out and shoot for a day, and if I know I'm going somewhere else on the weekend, I better start 2 days out charging all my batteries because it only does 4 at a time, and it takes a day to charge each set.
Wow.
Yeah. Not efficient.
I know what I'm getting you for your stocking stuffer. Yeah. You're getting a battery charger because so, that is. It's not good for the environment if I only use them for 6.5 years instead of 7, but better than using just throwaway batteries.
Yeah.
So... All right, your number 4.
My number 4 is a GorillaPod. Now, there's different ones. I have the middle of the range one. It's the plastic, not the metal one. But it's kind of the heavier duty that will hold your SLR. And I think it says up to, 8 pounds, something like that. So it's the $50 one, and I love it. We use it sometimes to hold the mics in place. I use it sometimes to hold the light in place, the flash. Anything, the camera, but love it. Gets tons of use.
I also have the exact same one. And P.S., I bought mine first.
Yeah. You turned me onto it.
Yep, absolutely. And I didn't invent it, so someone else turned me onto it.
Yeah.
But I love it, too. I use it mostly for mic stuff, actually, lately. Or flash, like using it for flash stuff, wrapping it around a tree.
Yes, awesome.
Oh man, whoever I wish I had invented that.
It is awesome. Yeah.
John G. Gorilla is a genius.
Yeah.
And I just saw a recent mod that a guy had done on that Kickstarter program called Cineskates.
Okay.
That's a lot of S's. I think I just sibilanced that whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I think I showed you the video of a guy who modified a GorillaPod with rollerblade wheels.
No.
And so he put it on, and then you can basically dolly your digital SLR camera around, and it is phenomenal.
That sounds cool.
And the guy started it on this, I don't know if you know what Kickstarter is.
No.
We'll tell you after the show, but he basically put it out there and needed 20 grand to make it, for it to kick in, and I think he got like 500,000 or something. Like, it was that popular.
Really?
Yeah. So I want a set of Cineskates.
Okay.
They will not, and a larger stocking for them to fit in. But yeah, it's awesome. All part of the GorillaPad. So my number 4 is a camera strap.
Okay.
The camera straps that come with, and I still use the stock ones.
Yeah, I use the stock ones.
I hate them.
Okay.
The ones that come with it. First of all, why does it have to yell out 5D on the strap? Like, hey, steal this. What do I care? Like, why am I advertising?
Mine only says Canon because I have a cheap camera.
Yeah, it still
it's
says...
like it was embarrassed to write Canon XS. It's like you have to buy the nice camera to actually get one that says. Basically, it's like, hey, you drive a Porsche? Well, I'm wearing the big Porsche jacket on.
That's a good point. That they should all be 5D.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's because the Canon XS is named 12 different things depending if you're in Peru or if you're in Japan.
Yeah.
And it's called KISS something in Japan.
I just know that there's a 1000 and blah, yeah. Blah, yeah.
So anyway, maybe that's why, but you're right. And it does say Canon Digital or something. And I think my 40D is, I don't even know. But yeah, it just says Canon on it. Anyways, they're not good.
So what makes the one you're going to buy? Like, and how much is one of these?
I'd have no clue. That's okay. Why I still have them.
Yeah.
But It's the kind of thing that I've never gotten around to, and I should.
And you can get the ones that just go for your hand, right? Like the one I've seen people get those, like just the little hand holster strap
things. Which would be great if you're just walking around. I don't wear my camera around my neck hardly ever. Okay. Like I generally wear it slung over one at my left arm, and it's easy to get to. And then the only time I put it over my neck is if I'm like standing high up somewhere, so that if I drop my camera, it's going to be unfun.
Right.
So that I use it as a safety thing. But when I'm walking around, it's always strung over my left shoulder.
Okay.
But no, you can get the straps. What I would like one is one of the ones that's releasable, like a quick release strap.
Yeah.
So because oftentimes I don't like using a strap at all. But then I'm always nervous about the strap being too quick to release.
Right.
So that's why I have really not pulled the trigger on that purchase.
Okay.
I'll check my stocking, though.
My last one, number 5, because I came up with 5,
mm-hmm.
are flash gels. So you have the set that I've seen in the store. I haven't, you know, purchased this yet, but I'd love to receive it as a stocking stuffer. The flash gels that come with all the different color temperatures, so you can make adjustments on the fly, or sometimes maybe just for neat effects. And I think it comes with a set. The set I saw, can't remember the company that did it, but had about 30 different temperatures and different colors.
Could be Roscoe.
Yeah, I think it was Roscoe. Okay. And basically they're sized to the standard sort of external flash. And they have it has a little sort of, I guess, a little thing that maybe Velcros to the end of your flash. I'm not sure. And then they just kind of stick on.
Right.
Something like that.
You know what the kicker is? Is back in the day, and this happened not many years ago, Roscoe makes the giant theater gels and for movies, because the ones they use on a movie set obviously they can be huge.
Right.
And so Roscoe makes all these for theater stage and all that, and they want you to use their product because they're competing with whoever else. So they would send out these little sample packs that were about yay big. I'm holding up my hands in a little
small
rectangle.
About the size of
something very specific. It's the size. It happened to be the size of
what?
Your flash.
Oh.
Accidentally. Yeah. Was the size of a camera flash.
Right.
So what ended up happening, and I got one of these when I was in film school. They gave us, here's a sample pack. I don't know why they gave it, but they handed them out for free.
Yeah.
Advertising. People started taking them and cutting them out and using them for gel packs.
Right.
Because they fit perfectly.
Yeah.
And then Strobist got wildly popular, and Roscoe couldn't keep them in stock anymore. So they had the bright idea of selling them for $15.
Right.
What used to be free to everybody. So I got to dig around in my basement and see if I can find mine.
Okay.
It's not there.
I just thought of another thing. So I have a number 6 when you get back to me.
Well, I have 7, so okay. That's excellent. Yeah, it's basically what I'm saying.
I have 9. I have 15.
I am you plus 1.
Yeah.
My number 5, we're on 5.
Yes, this is your 5.
This one ties in with last week's show, external hard drive.
Okay.
Used to be pricey.
Yeah, they're cheap now.
They're next to free. Do you know what I paid? Okay, I'll tell you. This is actually 10 years ago, which I know is a long time in computer land. But 10 years ago, I bought an internal serial ATA drive for my old computer.
Yeah.
How much do you think a 60 gigabyte drive cost?
10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
$500.
$411.
Pretty good.
And I had to hunt around all the lower mainland to find that because they were going for about $550.
Right.
And I thought, only $400. What a deal, 60 gig. And so now, what is like a 2 terabyte is basically, you know.
Yeah, $75.
At the most.
$100 maybe, yeah.
You can get the little portable ones that will fit in your stocking.
Yeah.
You get these little passport drives by Western Digital, which I have a bunch of them, under $100. Like probably around $50, $60.
Yeah.
I highly recommend them. They work great. So to back up your photos, get an external drive.
There you go. My number 6 now that I just thought of.
Yeah.
Gray card.
Nice.
Yeah. So I've seen them on B&H Photo for $10 or $6. And again, I'm not sure. Some of them come in 2 packs, and depending on the material that is sort of backing them, I guess they can go up from there. But yeah, great card. You showed me that trick, and that was awesome. I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but how to use the custom white balance feature on the camera in order to get difficult light to get good white balance using a great card. So if we haven't talked about it, and I don't recall that we have, maybe that could be a little quick lesson on a future podcast.
That but will the gray be a future card episode. Is awesome.
And if anybody runs out and gets one this season, I'm sure you can Google it. How to use the white balance or the gray card for white balance.
I'm pretty sure we're the only game in town. Yeah,
no, nobody knows the trick but us. Yeah. So.
Have you guys heard of a podcast? Because these two hosers, I think they invented the genre.
So there you go.
That's a good one.
Gray card.
Well, I actually do have seven. So while I'm saying my number six, you're going to want to think of one. Or I can just throw out my number seven entirely.
Yeah, how about you just throw six and seven together? Bundle them up.
Oh, they make no sense together.
Okay, then say one, pause, and then say the other.
One of them is a bus pass.
Okay.
Number six, picture frames.
Right.
I think this is the ultimate gift. Well, I don't know what to buy people. Because generally I give people a surprise, they get photos from me.
Right.
But that gets old after a while.
Yeah.
Or what do you give a photographer?
So, photo frames.
Photo frames. That's what I give my dad oftentimes. And basically, and what it does, it basically inspires them to put it in the corner and let it collect dust.
Right.
No, you want them to go out and say, hey, listen, fill this frame for me.
Yeah.
You keep it, but I want you to basically go out and take some pictures to put on the wall. You can get them from IKEA my whole apartment in Germany.
Same with ours, all IKEA.
$10.
They're pretty nice too. They're not. Yeah. They don't look cheap. They don't look like $10 frames.
No, they are cheap because you got to put them together yourself.
No.
Well, no, not the whole frames, but you got to put the little wire thing on the back.
Yes.
And you got to mess around. You definitely. And I would rather put them together than what you actually have to do, which is Windex them. Which I looking at your face tells me you've never Windexed one.
No, I have.
That's the worst part. I can't stand it, but I end up doing that, and that's always our go-to gift. Whenever we go to IKEA, which where we live in Germany is a little bit of a hike. It's not like in Richmond where there's an IKEA right there. We have to go. So whenever we go for something, usually the meatballs, we always
the 99-cent breakfast.
Yeah, I do. That's not why we make the hike. Turns out we can just buy eggs at the market. But if we need to go and buy something, I tend usually pick up five or six frames while I'm there.
They also have delicious soft serve frozen yogurt.
Wow, also not a sponsor. But I always keep five or six frames kicking around because you get invited to someone's house or for a party and you got to bring something. Like I don't want to go shopping.
Yeah,
and you end up buying them something crappy. But if you have a picture frame, boom, you print one out, off you go.
You're good to go.
So buy someone picture frames. Small ones, big ones, whatever you want to do. Small to get in the stocking, I think.
Yeah, to fit it in the stocking, definitely.
Do you have a seven?
No.
Okay, if I give you one, don't steal mine.
Okay.
Mine's camera bag.
Okay.
Okay, so do you have one?
Camera bag.
And this concludes... The theater portion.
But I have to say, I have like kind of one of those laptop style camera bags. You have one too. I can see it there. Yours is a little bigger than the one I have. I have basically a laptop style camera bag. You know, I can put about three different lenses in adjustable little pouches. I'm sure most of them are like that. You can Velcro off to make the sections as big as you would like. But the one I bought was like a Boxing Day. You know, I think it was last year, might have been the year before that I got it. It was like $20. It was a low pro $50 bag for $20. So definitely one of the things that they tend to put on as door crashers for Boxing Day sales. So if you don't get it in your stocking, look for Boxing Day sales on camera bags.
Absolutely. There's a lot. The low pro is my favorite.
Yeah.
I have a low pro, my full kit bag, which holds two bodies and a bunch of lenses and flashes and all that stuff, conveniently fits in the carry-on. In an airplane.
Yeah.
So I end up traveling with that a lot. I also have the low pro, the backpack. What's the slingshot?
Yeah.
I love that. I started accumulating too much gear to use that exclusively. But oftentimes I'm going to go out for a bike ride or something. That's the one I take.
Now, when you say the backpack one, is you have the real, like the full backpack?
No, it's the one's slingshot one with the one strap.
Oh, yeah. The girl bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it says right in the back. The Low Pro GB. The GB 1000. I have a big Hello Kitty sticker on the back. Yeah. To mask. Who's going to steal that?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Just like advertising the 5D on the strap. You go the other way, man. No, if I'm going to go for a bike ride, that's the one I'm going to take because it fits on there nicely. It's got a great built-in rain cover.
Yeah.
So again,
and it's secure too. It's not going to bounce around on your back.
Absolutely not. It is great for that. And I also have, I highly recommend getting one of the TLZ, the Top Load Zoom series.
I have one.
Yeah.
I have that. And I have this for, again, if I just want to pack the camera, maybe a flash.
Yeah.
It's about all that'll fit in that.
Yours is too small. I've seen yours.
Yeah. Mine will fit a flash and the lens I have, but I don't have the 70-200 lens that you have.
Which mine won't fit in.
Yeah.
No, no, I have the regular top load zoom, which basically takes, you know, I actually have it from back in the film days. Like, it's old, and I carried my 35 millimeter around in it, and then which is much thinner than the digital cameras, but mine still fit.
Okay.
With every lens but the 70-200. So that's when I'm forced to use the backpack, the slingshot. But other than that, if I just want to take one camera with me, I've been doing that. Lately, I've been taking my 40D out with no bag at all. And I've just decided I'm just going to live my life right on the edge.
Yeah.
So
go for it.
I'm in the market now. This will not be a stocking stuffer, but I'm going to put this out to anybody listening who maybe already has one. I need a really good travel, like a full-on carry-on suitcase style. I'm looking at the Think Tank airport something. I forget what it's called. They have a bunch of different models. They have the U.S. one. They have the one that fits an international carry-on. I'm looking at that one. It's like a rolling carry-on bag, but it fits all your stuff and your laptop in there.
So this is like an item that you're only going to find at a specialty store.
Yeah, well, Think Tank, you can order them online or something like that. But I've been kind of, you know, humming and hawing about it because it's not a cheap. They're not cheap bags. That apparently they get great reputation.
Yeah.
Like I think they're around, I'm going to say $350 in Canada, maybe more.
Yeah.
But I am tired of carrying my camera bag and my laptop bag.
Right.
So if I can get everything in one, that's one less carry-on I can worry about. And so I'm in the market. So anybody using the rolling Think Tank or an alternative, if you want to post an alternative and let me know what you think I should be using instead, I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
So that's it. Go stuff that stocking.
So is that it? That's the end of the episode?
Well, we have our basic other stuff. Did you have more to talk about?
No. No, well, you're gonna say where can we find your stuff, probably, right?
I'm also gonna do a challenge.
Oh, that's right, the photo challenge.
Every week we end up doing like a challenge for the people.
Right.
Now we're the same.
Why are you whispering?
So this week's challenge.
Do you have one?
You can choose. I have. You can choose from one of them.
Okay.
You know what I was thinking? We should have done.
I have a challenge.
You do?
Shoot a picture with half of somebody's face.
Oh, you had to make it weird. That's Adam.
Yeah.
Luckily, no one's listening at this point in the show.
Everyone got the stocking stuffers and they bailed.
Holy cow. Can't believe you're in a camera bag. Okay, here's you can choose A, candles, because I see candles everywhere.
Okay.
You know, it's that time of year.
Okay.
Or B, holiday food.
I'm going to go with candles.
I can't believe it was not holiday food.
Yeah.
I mean, I know my audience.
Yeah, no.
Candles. I'm glad you went with candles, too, because I really wish I hadn't said holiday food. I'm glad you didn't pick it.
Okay.
So that's it. Candles. This week's challenge, shoot can or candle.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be a candle or candles.
Okay.
Have you already done it?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
All right. So until next week, man, where can people find your stuff?
SchwartzChronicles.com.
It's always the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
And in fact, there's the pictures of the Big Mac is on there.
Yeah, and a few pictures. I don't know if we put any of the pictures I took of you. We should, because there's proof of you smiling.
No, there is one.
Is there?
There is one. I completely forgot to mention it at the top of the show. We did the elf picture.
Oh, that's right. Did Lisa didn't post that?
Yeah.
She did?
She did.
Oh, okay.
But I'll post it as well. Yeah,
put that on. That was from Van Dusen Gardens. They had a few photo op spots, and we posed as elves.
We stuck our heads in the elf cutouts.
Yeah.
Looking back, I think we could have added some more enthusiasm to that.
We'll try it again.
I think I was just like knowing that I was going to carry my daughter around the entire night.
Yeah.
And I was dreading that.
Took it for the team.
Yeah. So
where can people find your stuff?
Out back in the alley.
Okay.
What? Wish I had something funnier there. That's like 4 weeks in a row where I've just tossed up lead balloons at the end.
The good thing is nobody's listening anymore.
He can't get canceled from a podcast. Awesome. Yeah, people can find me at alanattridge.com, as always. That's my own personal stuff. You can find us at twohosers.com. We are Two Hosers on Twitter and on Flickr. You can find our site on the Two Hosers site. Anyway, if you have any, if you're in doubt, go to Two Hosers.
Yeah.
We have the Google Plus, which is picking up. I'm kind of figuring out how to use it.
You're going to have to give me a tutorial.
As long as you can log in separately from the same account, we're going to be up and running. I think we can have multiple users.
Okay.
Or when we can, then definitely you're in and you can log in and never post.
Or I could just make up my own name.
No, we want to have it all Two Hosers.
Captain Hassles.
Captain TJ Hasselton.
Look for Captain Hassles.
Yeah, happy hour at 5. So that's it. That's where you can find our stuff. Until next week, get out there, make better photos.